First, let's take a look at our headlines.
Governors and deputy governors will be sworn in on February 8th.
Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez meets Mexican Senator Beatriz Paredes.
China accuses the United States of creating panic over coronavirus.
Russia affirms Trump's deal of the century contradicts UN's resolutions.
And now the news in detail.
The Cuban Council of State has ruled that the inauguration of the governors and deputy governors and the constitution of the provincial councils of people's power will take place throughout the national territory next Saturday, with the constitution of the provincial governments in accordance with the fourth transitory provision of the Constitution of the Republic of Cuba of 2019. The Provincial Assemblies of People's Power, established by the Constitution of 1976, will cease to function.
Cuban Minister of Foreign Affairs Bruno Rodriguez welcomed on Monday Mexican Senator Beatriz Paredes Rangel, who is visiting Cuba to participate in the 36th General Assembly of the Caribbean Association of National Telecommunications Organizations. Cuban Minrec's website informed that during the meeting, both parties described their relations between the two countries as excellent, and they highlighted the historical bonds of friendship and cooperation that joined the two nations. The Cuban Foreign Minister thanked Mexico for its unwavering support to Cuba's struggle against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States, a support that has been present since the beginning of the blockade. And he reaffirmed Cuban willingness to continue deepening the economic and commercial ties between the two countries. The distinguished visitor was accompanied by Miguel Ignacio Díaz Reynoso, Mexico's ambassador to Cuba.
China has accused the United States of creating panic across the world over the fast-spreading coronavirus, which has caused over 360 deaths since early January. According to the Chinese Foreign Ministry, the U.S. has caused fears over the spread of the virus by imposing travel restrictions and evacuating its nationals from China, instead of offering significant aid. Washington has unceasingly manufactured and spread panic, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Wang Chunqin told reporters, noting that the World Health Organization had advised against trade and travel curbs. It is precisely developed countries like the United States with strong epidemic prevention capabilities and facilities that have taken the lead in imposing excessive restrictions contrary to WHO recommendations, the Chinese spokeswoman said, adding that countries should make reasonable, calm, and scientifically based judgments.
Russia doubts the viability of the new peace plan for the Middle East recently unveiled by Donald Trump, as it is incompatible with UN decisions on the matter, and it is not well received in the Arab world. It's plain enough that some of this plan's provisions do not fully correspond to the relevant resolutions by the UN Security Council, presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov told Rossiya One Channel. His remarks appeared to be the Kremlin's first official response to the US proposal. We see the reactions of the Palestinians. We see the reaction of a number of Arab states that are rejecting this plan in solidarity with the Palestinians, Peskov noted, casting doubt on the viability of the plan. Dubbed the deal of the century, it cements Israel's sovereignty over the occupied West Bank. The Jewish state would also annex vast portions of fertile Palestinian lands. Whereas the plan calls for establishing a sovereign Palestinian state, its capital would be located outside East Jerusalem, and its security and border policy would be decided by Israel.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC, Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's go back over now to our news with Elena Valverde and Susana Nieves.
The leader of the Workers' Party in the Brazilian Chamber of Deputies, Paulo Pimenta, has condemned the U.S. smear campaign against Cuba's international medical assistance. It is unacceptable that the United States promotes a smear campaign against Cuba's medical collaboration, against the experience of international solidarity that the island has been providing humanely for more than five decades, he said. The legislator pointed out that Cuban medical collaboration has saved millions of lives in many parts of the world, almost always in places lacking in health care, where the only health care is provided by Cuban professionals. Pimenta added that the U.S. government demonstrates limitless cruelty in its international campaign, which aims to weaken resistance and solidarity throughout the world. He stated that his people still are deeply dismayed with the position of the Brazilian government at the United Nations General Assembly when it voted last November in favor of the blockade that the United States has been imposing on Cuba for almost six decades, in a vote in which only the United States, Israel, and Brazil voted against the Cuban resolution that calls for an end to the blockade. Pimenta declared that it is ashamed that Brazil is aligned with the United States and with Israel in a vote that contradicts our entire history of solidarity.
The Ministry of Higher Education issued new regulations for admission to universities. An article by the Vanguardia newspaper states that from now on, students who win national or provincial contests will have direct access to positions in the universities without having to take placement exams. According to the note, positions will be granted to students winning the first six places in the national contest level and the first three places in the provincial contest. In the Cuban system of higher education, access to the university is conditioned on to the passing of entrance exams and the availability of slots in each particular field of study. In Cuba, access to all levels of education is free. The island currently has 50 universities with 113 fields of academic study.
Right-wing parties in Bolivia have failed to create a unified bloc to contest former President Evo Morales' party movement towards socialism MAS in the upcoming general election in May. During a meeting promoted by the pro-Santa Cruz committee, presidential candidates from the right recognize that it will be difficult to reach an agreement in order to face MAS in the next election. At the meeting, de facto Minister of Interior Arturo Murillo, Fernando Camacho, and de facto President Jeanine Añez exchanged accusations regarding continuous attempts of blocking support for each other's campaigns. The candidacy of Añez was debated among the candidates, reflecting the division between the right-wing parties that supported the coup against Evo Morales last November. So far, every organization that supported the coup against Evo has presented its own candidate, and the coup leaders have not been able to unite.
The Ministry of Military Affairs of the Israeli regime has announced that it recently conducted a launch test of a rocket propulsion system from a base in the center of the country. The ministry refused to disclose any additional details, contrary to its usual conduct following such tests. With little information revealed, observers speculated that the test may have been related to Israel's long-range ballistic missile program, which Israel would not acknowledge publicly. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute said last year that the Israeli regime is in possession of approximately 100 atomic warheads, noting that it has 30 gravity bombs, which can be delivered by fighter jets, some of which are believed to be equipped for nuclear weapon delivery.
Social activists in San Diego, California, protested the U.S. Migration Protection Protocols program. Since it began to be implemented a year ago, the Remain in Mexico policy requires asylum seekers arriving by land at the U.S.-Mexico border to return to Mexico to await their asylum hearing in U.S. immigration courts. The protesters say that human rights abuses are occurring in the places to which migrants are sent. The Human Rights First organization holds that there are 816 documented cases of kidnapping, extortion, rape, homicide, torture, and assaults that asylum seekers have suffered. In Mexican border cities, violence against migrants who are not Mexican and have no families are at levels that we have not seen in the past. The American Civil Liberties Union lawyer Monica Langarica said, adding that this can no longer have any justification nor continue another day.
Colombia's former rebel group, now called the Common Revolutionary Alternative Force, has denounced an extermination plan against former guerrilla fighters who are settled in the Ituango municipality in Antioquia. The situation is particularly serious in the Santa Lucia community, where 12 citizens who were in the process of returning to civilian life have been killed. The government cannot continue to hide this plan of extermination in opposition to peace. We are attending a friend's funeral every 3 days, residents said. Although the army and police are there, ex-combatants are killed. They have not been able to prevent this bloodshed. Omar Restrepo, a FAR representative, told reporters in Bogota.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Governors and deputy governors will be sworn in on February 8th.
Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez meets Mexican Senator Beatriz Paredes.
China accuses the United States of creating panic over coronavirus.
Russia affirms Trump's deal of the century contradicts UN's resolutions.